Episode 130.
How many did we do this year, man?
I don't know.
How many episodes did we do this year?
Back in 2012? I don't know.
A lot. We've like kicked it up a notch this year.
Quite a bit. We're not fucking around this year.
Because we have the studio now. So it's funner.
It's funner.
It's more funner, you're right.
It's funner. So much more funner.
Could you get on mic, funner guys?
Sorry. Unfun guy.
Hey, Bells, we're recording.
Are you happy now? No,
you're not recording.
you're not recording.
Turn it off.
Okay, now. What?
I'm not ready for this shit.
Is everyone here, producer Becky?
130.
Nope.
No?
I don't hear Becky.
Well, fantastic.
I don't hear myself. Oh, now I can hear myself.
Can hear Becky.
Dork Town.
You can hear me?
Coming to get you.
Should I put on my headphones?
Dork Town.
See if I can. Yeah.
Dork Town.
And Becky puts the headphones down.
Dork Town.
Dork Town.
Motherfucker. Dork Town.
Dork Town.
Screw your mother. Dork Town.
Dork Town.
We're a hardcore podcast coming out of Fresno, yo.
Hello, Fresno in the world.
That's Mikey.
That was Bells. Producer Becky is here. We're eagerly awaiting the end of the podcast.
No, yeah. I am not. I'm ready to go. Ready
it didn't
to
take
you're
too
ready
long
to
this
get
episode.
This thing done.
And if you guys are smart, you'll know when it's your cue to shut us off.
Yeah.
And if
pick
you're
your
smart,
cue to get the fuck out of here.
We'll be happy to remind
crazy
you the entire
shit happens
podcast
at the end.
I'm going to remind you why you should not listen to this show.
It's
why?
You, Bells.
I'm Bells.
What?
That's
your reminder.
We have no one that listens, so it doesn't matter.
We have people.
People?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still waiting for email.
And nobody's going to email.
Never.
That's back in the early 2000s.
What?
Email. Nobody Facebooks anymore either. Facebook's done.
Facebook's done?
Email's done. Facebook's done. All there is
stop
is
wishing
Twitter.
People happy birthday?
All there is Twitter ads. Yeah, commenting on blog posts is done. So all there's just Twitter ads. That's all. That's the only interaction internet-wise anymore. Is adding, you know, replying
like to,
on Twitter.
I like to write letters.
Yeah.
Mail them to people.
You like that? Thank you, Reed.
I wrote a four-page letter to you and sent it off yesterday. You should get it
tomorrow. Oh, I'm eagerly awaiting that.
Yeah.
It's
not pretty.
I like sending mail.
It's not going to be pretty.
I do that every fucking time. Sorry.
There's a lot of things to do.
Cars. Then it goes to cars.
Every hip.
I'm not even on. I'm not even on.
It goes to cars.
I don't even have the headset on, everybody, and I knew that.
Fuck.
Yep.
Fuck. I tweeted that our Skype handle on Twitter, so it is possible. So
yeah, you guys need to get on Skype with us because I'm usually on from about 10 o'clock in the evening till about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So come Skype with me.
Yeah,
I have lots to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see your face when I tell you.
So it's
I want to see your fucking face when I have to tell you what I have to say.
Fucking face.
So.
So it's possible somebody will call while we're talking, but it's doubtful also. Possible, but doubtful.
We're not going to hold our breath.
No. How is we talked about this in the last episode. Was like
probably
fucking 3 days ago.
Was it?
I don't know, something like that.
Wow.
Your Christmas is good. Everybody's Christmas was good.
Christmas is good.
Yeah, it kicked ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone had a pleasant time. Good. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is running around singing about Hanukkah from all
nice
the commercials that have been on and stuff and like cartoons and whatnot celebrating it.
She's the Jews got to it.
They're trying to get her, man. The Jew devils.
The Jew devils.
I tried to get my daughter. I threw money on the ground to block.
Block.
Keep them from
look,
making.
Look, I have more money than Jews.
Keep them from making a nest.
They tried to make nests around my daughter.
The Jew nest.
I throw money at it.
But
that's funny.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. <There you go. laughs> You know.
How about we play a game that we haven't played in quite a while?
Really? Wiffle ball?
Wiffle ball. Let's play online wiffle ball. Let's bring back the wiffle ball podcast.
I don't
want to
play wiffle ball.
You want to bring that the wiffle
ball
podcast?
Is it the one where you read the description of the movie and we got to guess what it is?
Yeah, you got it.
It is?
How'd you know that?
I just took a
tagline.
Wow.
What's tagline? Twitter shit?
No.
Hash mark?
That's hashtag.
What do you got a box?
Hash
it's got a box.
I don't want you guys to see the movies that I'm going to read.
Oh, you're all set up. Look at you.
Those that are new listeners don't know this game. I read the description in the back of one of my DVDs of the movie, and we'll see if Bells and Becky can guess it.
All right.
Do I have my wallet out here? All right. Well, there's a Dorktown dollar in it for the winner. Best of five. Everyone okay. at home can play along. We'll do this and see if somebody calls in while we're doing this.
Is there any way to win more than just a dollar? I mean, can I put like ante up some
if
money
to win
more?
If you want to put in some money, yeah.
If I give you $5, can I win 100?
No. That's a little out of my range.
If I put in $20, can I get 100?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put in 50 cents.
That changes nothing. I'll think about that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll toss that one around.
Let's see.
So here we go. We're starting the game?
Yeah.
All here right.
Here we go. Tagline.
Tagline.
Fuck.
It's a good movie. Silence of the Lamb.
You got it, Bells. Bells, 1-0. No, here we go. McDuff is a cool, confident teenager who takes 9-month detour into adulthood when she's faced with an unplanned pregnancy and sets out to find the perfect parents for her baby.
Oh, what's that called?
With the help of her for charmingly unassuming boyfriend, supportive dad, and no-nonsense stepmom, Blank sets her sights on an affluent couple.
Juno.
Oh, perfect. Bell's got it. 1-0, Bell.
Yes.
I knew what it was right away just to give myself some credit.
You get credit
just
for that.
To make myself
I just did not remember the name of the
yeah,
movie.
I knew it.
Yep.
What's it?
Steel Magnolias.
Here we are. 1-0, Bells. What's a guy supposed to do when he catches the early flight home and finds his girlfriend in bed with a room full of naked strangers? Return to college and start a fraternity. Before you can say wild and wet wrestling, Frank the Tank and Beanie have their own frat
old school.
Yeah, Bell's got it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is old school.
I knew what the movie was. I just couldn't remember what the name of it was.
2-0, Bells. Bells could just clean it out here if you don't do something, like Producer Becky.
You will lose.
You will lose. This one's a little tough.
Bring it on. All right. Ben-Hur.
Voted one of American Film Institute's top 100 films of all time, features the coming of age of four teenagers on their last summer night before college.
Stand By Me. Oh, no. Before college.
Rediscover drag racing, Inspiration Point, and drive-ins all over again in this nostalgic look back at the early 60s. The incredible soundtrack brings
American
you...
American
Graffiti?
Driving.
Oh, I'm giving it to Becky. American Graffiti.
Good one. Damn it.
That's a movie about the Valley.
Yeah.
Growing up in the Valley in the 60s. Here,
by George Lucas.
Modesto by George Lucas's first film. Big film. THX was his first film. American Graffiti. American Graffiti, basically, if it wasn't for American Graffiti, Star Wars wouldn't have happened. Appreciate that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
nerds.
I appreciate
That's
it.
That's great.
Appreciate
Becky
it.
Has one. Bells has two. If Bells gets this, it's over. And he gets a whole Dorktown dollar. Tom Cruise ignites the screen.
Of course he
runaway
does.
Smash hit. Holds you on the edge of your seat before blasting you out of it.
Mission Top Impossible
Gun.
3.
Top Gun.
Mission Impossible 2.
Cruise stars.
Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Number one. Two,
apparently in this
three.
Game, you could just keep
first
throwing
one,
out
second
guesses until eventually you'll get it. There you go. Bells. Right. Bells, when's that? Tagline. A whole right. $10 owed to Bells.
You got a Dorktown dollar.
I'm going to cash it in and retire.
Let's. We'll do a bonus one for the hell of it.
All right. Kill Bill.
Yeah, I pulled it out of the box.
Kill Bill. I got it.
Oh, guess
he just
what?
Pulled
it's
it
Kill
out.
Bill.
He
see, now you see why see. There was a box.
Yeah. Now we know the box story. Thank you.
That was classic.
It's Kill Bill.
Guess this one as I hold it up to hey, you and read it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't see it.
I don't remember it pulling it out of the box. I thought it was still in the box. I forgot.
The turbulent behind-the-scenes story of an extended family of filmmakers who set out to revolutionize the adult entertainment industry
Boogie
in
Nights.
The 70s. Yes, Becky.
Boogie Nights.
That's sad that I know that movie the best.
Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights.
No, the best song from Boogie Nights was Feel.
Feel my heat.
Feel my heat.
We will rock you. And we will roll you.
That was just the classic one. They're just getting pissed at the sound engineer. Man, this is... You're fucking up shit in here. The sound engineer just completely silent.
Were you rolling? Were you getting all that?
You getting
were
all
you
that?
Rolling? Did you have that on? Were you recording that?
There you go. That was Tagline.
That was fun. I'm sure the audience enjoyed the hell out of that.
That was great times is what that was.
I'm sure everyone out there listening just enjoyed the hell out of that.
Yeah, they did.
All right.
They went right along with every game, didn't you?
I can sense
yeah.
it.
Who got them all? Raise your hand.
Ooh.
Somebody other. Liars. Let's go to our music break. How about Becky? Producer Becky. It's a non-Fresno band for the first time ever. We're going to go with the
first time ever, man.
Jawbreaker.
Did you find it?
No. We found it right now.
Will,
listen to it right now.
Got it.
Here we go. Yeah. With some Jawbreaker.
I hope
here.
You can find it.
It's illegal it's to play. It's illegal
the,
to play.
I just told him about it. It's from the early 90s. So have fun trying to
fill that
one.
We were listening to Sparta, and she's all, this sounds like Jawbreaker.
Yep.
Earlier before the show started. So now we're playing Jawbreaker.
All right.
Probably.
Here you go. Break your jaw. Oh, listen to it. It's fucking great. It sounds so good.
Run around my mind, but it's all you thought to find.
And we're back.
That's a great point.
And we're back!
Yay! Fantastic song. It was so good. Especially
I
the ending.
I'm
right
going to get a lot of Jawbreak albums now.
Right at the very end was
I'm
going to
go into Rasputin's and get some Jawbreaker. Use Jawbreaker.
Maybe. I don't know.
When's the last time you've been into Rasputin's?
If you find some, it's been a while. I want to go in there and see if they've got Armageddon.
What? The soundtrack to Armageddon?
No, not the soundtrack to Armageddon.
The t-shirt?
The band Armageddon.
What the fuck is the band Armageddon?
You've never heard of the band from Armageddon?
No.
From they're from 1974.
Okay.
They had one album.
Okay.
And that was it.
Yeah,
okay. They were like one of the.
That was enough.
They were one of those like 70 super groups where
you
there
might
was
need
someone
to go to
from
Spinners for that one.
They all came from different big bands back in the day. I'll try to find out some more info for you.
You research that.
So they have these two songs that are great. One's called "Silver Tightrope," very nice, very smooth. And one's called "Buzzard," and it's a badass song.
And this one's a badass "Buzzard." Let's see if we can play some Buzzard. Let's find some.
No, I'm not going to be able to get it on.
None of that sounds familiar at all. You think they're on iTunes? I'm going to say no.
No, they're not on iTunes. You can find them on Amazon.
Just to update you, nobody has called the Skype line.
Yeah. No, ooh, everyone's racing to do that.
I'm going to call in the Dark Town.
Let me keep this tweet on my front of my phone. Call right at 10:30. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. The funny thing about this Armageddon band is like they were fueled. Here we go. They're from England.
All right.
They were hard rock, progressive rock.
Yeah.
They were active from 74 to 76.
They're very active from 74 to 76.
Bobby, that was it. 2 years they were together. Bobby Caldwell, Keith. Ralph, Martin Pugh, and Louis Sonamo.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And his Keith Reif was the front man for the Yardbirds.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yes, I love the Yardbirds.
Guitarist Martin Pugh is from Steamhammer. Remember Steamhammer?
No, I don't. Oh, that's badass. One I don't know.
Oh, there were, you know, and bassist Louis Sonamo.
Bassist.
Formerly of Renaissance and Steamhammer. Probably. And it was really something else. You know, Bobby Caldwell, the drummer, he was previously a member of Captain Beyond.
Captain Beyond. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, it was good shit.
So far, only the Yardbirds.
So what happened was the fucking
relevant.
Keith Reif fucking electrocutes himself to death playing an electric guitar in a bathtub.
Fuck.
And the band stopped.
Playing his guitar in the bathtub?
Plays fucking with guitar.
Plugged in?
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like a murder plot.
Breakup. Here we go. This is why they broke up. He electrocuted himself.
I think somebody killed him and made it look like he did that.
Or that.
I think somebody from Montrose killed him as a rival and made it look like a suicide or made it look like a dumb accident.
That's a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
I think you should look into the Montrose. Sammy Hagar or Ronnie Montrose. Ryan Montrose has passed away now, so we can't get him, so we're going to have to get Sammy.
Yeah.
Bill Church.
Michael Anthony will work.
From Fresno.
He'll do anything.
Fresno's Bill Church.
Michael Anthony's looking for work.
Or Timmy T.
Timmy T. We discussed Timmy T in the
Timmy T's Mega got enough cast. Publicity from us. He needs to kick down some shit. Yeah, he needs to write a song about
it's
us.
It's time for Timmy T to start kicking back.
Yeah,
the
you need
Town.
To make a comeback to life, bro. Make a song about us.
Yeah.
Set that shit up.
It's time to come on Dorktown, Timmy. Time has come. Time has come when Dorktown is
greater
than
Timmy. That's a personal challenge, Timmy. T. Write a song.
You can
for
bring
us,
me.
About us.
It's okay.
It'd be badass, dude. We'll start. We'll open up
tanning,
the nightclub.
We'll have some tanning lights for Mia. So
we'll fucking open up Black Angus again and get them to play your video. Fucking, we'll dance to it.
Awesome. We'll do the whole thing at Black Angus. We'll
pick up
the whole
girls.
Interview.
We'll go make phone calls on the payphones right around the corner by the bathrooms because we won't have cell phones because it's early 90s.
And you have pagers on your hips.
Yep. Oh, I got a 911. I gotta go call. We've done the pager show already.
Yeah, we
unfortunately, did that. There was no numbers on the pager. We would have called.
Oh, yeah. Bell's found his pager and we turned it on to see what would happen for the first time
in like
years. Turned it on to see if anything would happen.
See if there's any numbers on it.
Nothing happened.
Nope. We were going to call every single number.
I would get way into pagers if they.
I would have called each number. It's been like, I don't know, 15 call them back. Years. Be like, hey, oh, sorry it took so long. Hey, listen, I just got your page right now. It's been 15 years, but hey.
No, don't even say that. Hey. Just call him and say, hey, you paged me.
You paged me?
And make no reference to how long it's been.
Someone paged me over there?
Yeah, I just got a page from them right there.
Who's this? Oh, who this?
Who is this?
Page me, man.
Who is this?
I did that to my mother once. She freaked out. She's panicking on the phone. Freaked out? She's panicking. She's in a panic state.
She's already in a panic state.
And I stopped. I was all, who is this?
It's a Seinfeld joke. Who is this?
My poor mother.
Your poor mom.
I'm a smart-ass child. So.
You have smart-asses like you.
Yep. You're a smart-ass producer, too. It's carried on, Becky. But you do it well. It keeps us in line.
Thank you.
How's it going?
All right, man. Hey, fucking New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Fucking 2013, bro.
It's going to be crazy, man.
What are you expecting to happen, Andy?
I don't know. Hopefully less killings.
Less killing. Less gun violence. Yeah. That'd be something.
Eddie and I have locked eyes, and I can't look away now.
Oh, he'll stare you down.
Referencing the Eddie.
He's a prick.
Yeah, Eddie stand up here in the studio. I think I'm going to have to take a picture of that and put it on Twitter. Twitter feed at Dorktown if you're going to follow us on Twitter.
Oh, absolutely.
Or on Instagram at Dorktown.
We're always being grammed instantly. Get instant grams on Dorktown.
And he's got this beautiful shirt on. Oh, that.
No, keep calling.
Oh, Mikey's.
You don't.
You're cutting it short.
I like keeping it tight now. That's 2013. We keep it tight.
We keep it
tight. There it is. Tagline. 2013. We keep it tight. We might have a game show afterwards. After this episode is over, we might. You might hear a Easter egg after this. I don't know. We're experimental in Dorktown because you know.
And then we announce it
when you don't have a come on. When you don't have a sponsor. And you've been doing this for almost 8 years.
I'm drinking a General Sherman IPA, crazy. By the way.
Yep. Thanks to Tioga Sequoia.
Absolutely.
Hey! I'm drinking a Moylan's right now from Novato, California. In Marin County.
Woo!
Oh, it's angel piss. Angels from Marin where come I down used to piss into it. It's so magical.
No, it's Novato, so it's like more of a hybrid of angels and human piss.
When I first started dating producer Becky, this is the turnoff. I would go to her place was where Moreland's was at in Nevada. So there you go. I'll always have a soft spot for Moreland's.
That was sweet.
Yeah,
I want to give a Fonzie out to Red Robin's and bottomless fries.
I've already done that.
I'm going to give it again.
He's going back. He's that excited about it. I'll talk about my truffle today. Fries right after that.
And their ranch. They got the best ranch for fries.
Oh. Don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Red Robin has the best ranch.
Oh, yeah. For fries,
oh, yeah.
It's on. Hey.
Were you going to say something about Eureka Burger?
Oh, I was just going to say, well, he's going to talk about his endless fries. I'll talk about my truffle fries again. Yes, Burger, truffle fries. Yay.
We'd like to apologize to the staff at Eureka Burger. About a week ago, we went in there, producer Becky and I. Never mind. Nothing happened. We went in there. And we drank beer and we left.
We have a wild child.
Yeah.
Eureka she took Burger. Off her pants.
Sorry for it. We keep getting the Eureka Burger has this one booth that's like above all the other booths.
That little corner one?
Yeah. And it's like you can look down the whole restaurant.
Yeah.
And
and we
everyone can see you.
We keep getting
Everyone just laughing looks at you. This time.
We keep getting that one for some reason, and we're like, no, we don't want that one.
I don't want that spot. I'd rather sit up.
All right, that's just becoming our hangout right now, and Bell's is making fun of us.
I'm not making fun. I'm jealous. I've been craving that place for a while.
You go there on your lunch. You get to drink there on your lunch.
We were going to go have to Pismo's the other night, and it was like a 70-minute wait.
Pismo's is great. What? 70 minutes?
We're not waiting.
We went to Fleming's last night.
Yeah, we went to Fleming's.
Fleming's is like a local steakhouse. Is that a local?
Oh, how is it? I've never been to Fleming's.
Oh, it's a chain. Okay.
You haven't?
No.
That's great. I don't think
it was for my brother's 40th.
As good as Ruth Chris, but it's still good. Very good.
Yeah.
It's like it's cheaper than Ruth. It's worth. It's good.
It's comparable for what.
Go to Fleming's. Yeah, check it out if you haven't been.
It's still really expensive.
Did you say check it out if you have money?
Yeah. that too.
Yeah.
What did you say?
They only. No, I said if you haven't been.
Oh.
They have. They have. Sierra
Nevada. There or
it's
been
a huge. They're way big on wine. They got like.
They don't have any beer there.
Four pages of wine. They have Sierra Nevada. They have Sierra Nevada. So, at least they have that.
Fleming's.
Pismo's has Lagunitas on tap. So nice.
Oh, so nice.
On draft, man, a nice tall Lagunitas
is nice.
That's smooth. Sound nice, actually, right now.
It's actually really good, real tasty.
Fonzie ate to a bunch of other podcasts, like the Perfect Pour. You heard those guys?
I've heard of them.
Fucking zany and great.
Zany,
I've heard of them.
Great.
What about them?
They're awesome. Fernicast.
They can't hold a candle to this podcast.
Wyoming's number one podcast, the Fernicast.
Wyoming.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Wow.
Wow. That is an aggressive name.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
That image.
Not just like some dicks in the wheelbarrow. It's full of them.
Full of them.
Wow.
Full of penis. This wheelbarrow is full of penis. Where do you want it?
Now, do you picture?
Hey, I got this wheelbarrow full of penis. Where do you want it? Yeah,
I'm
going to
dump it right here.
Becky, you're going to talk about penis?
I just edited myself.
Sorry, you're going to talk about penis, producer Becky.
Go
ahead.
I was going to, but I edited myself. Trying to.
Worst Friends podcast.
That'd be so crazy.
Hanging Out Cast. Crackheads. And Unkempt. Unkempt is a crackhead.
Is that how they pronounce it?
Hanging
or
out.
You pronounce
hanging
it?
Out. Right? I mix up Hanging Out.
Every single one you pronounce differently. Is that the way they pronounce it? Or is
I
that
tried,
how you pronounce
portrayed.
It?
No,
you're trying to portray them as what you're doing?
I
do the,
I
do, you, do I those people try doing. To imitate us when they
no,
talk about our show?
No.
Then why are you trying to imitate them, Mike?
I don't
Mike?
Know what's happening.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I haven't learned anything in these years of podcasting. Learned nothing. I've learned that Bells, we're nothing without Bells. That's what I've learned.
I don't know. About
Nobody
that.
Ever goes, Mikey was funny on that last podcast.
Nope. More me.
Nope. Nobody ever does that. The only thing is, Bells said this. Bells said that.
Is that what really happens to you?
Yeah.
Is that what you get?
Yeah. And then I go into a depression for the rest of the day for 6 hours. I go depressed. I get depressed.
You expect me to believe that crap?
You believe that crap? All right. Goodbye. So
I'm supposed to believe they listen to us.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I don't believe it.
Crazy, man.
I believe it.
Welcome to Boondoggle.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is, who are you?
No, you're calling in the Boondoggle. Get on the phone and call in the Boondoggle. This is Frank, Red Frank, here on the Boondoggle Show, where we talk about God and conservative and how liberals are fucking up your shit. All right, we got a caller. Go ahead, you're on Boondoggle.
What's your name again?
This is Red Frank, I think.
Red Frank.
Yeah. You're on Boondoggle. Go ahead.
My question to you is, how does it feel to live your entire life being named after a hot dog?
Is that some sort of reference to my genitalia?
Or either... lack of having it or not having it, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, sir. You son of a bitch, you've been watching too much of the cable TV where they talk about penis and they talk about vagina and they talk about crotch. I'll tell you what, mine is just fine.
Snatch, actually. Snatch.
I don't know what that means, sir, but you are a liberal son of a bitch. And,
Notice the older men get.
Who is this now?
About abstinence.
Pretty rude, man.
Who the hell are you? I'll tell you what.
I'm the producer.
Oh, sorry, producer. You're a liberal. Yes, see, I gotta work with liberals even in this studio. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, caller.
Did I ask my question? You haven't answered it yet.
I don't remember what your question was.
How does it feel living your life being named after a hot dog, dipshit?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir.
You say dipshit on this show? Because you are.
I'll call you a fucking dipshit. That's what we can say on this show.
You're conservative.
Dipshit
is
allowed.
You guys aren't allowed.
You're in a boondoggle. You can go up there and go in the Obama's private room, and you can go ahead and give him a reach around because you're a liberal son of a bitch.
We don't talk like that about our
president. Because you like Hawaiians. You don't care. You like to suck Hawaiian's penis, and that's okay with you because you're a liberal son of a bitch, and that's what's wrong with this country. Too much Hawaiians getting their dicks sucked.
What the fuck's a boondoggle?
You're in a boondoggle! Next caller! Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Boondoggle. Oh, they hung up, I guess. All right. Caller, what's going on today? What kind of liberal agenda have you been subjected to?
And I've crushed my left testicle.
Oh.
You don't sound like you have testicles.
Is this 911?
No, this isn't, ma'am.
This is not. Sir? Ma'am?
I don't know why you are sir
or
ma'am.
Ma'am, would I have a testicle?
Oh.
I don't know what you liberals are doing with your testicles.
You would sound like this, too, if you crushed your left testicle.
It could be a hermaphrodite.
It hurts.
I'll tell you what, you son of a bitch. You can go ahead and get your left testicle sucked by Obama because he is a liberal son of a bitch.
He sucks left testicles?
Yes, he does because he's a liberal. He wants to take your guns. He wants to liberalize your son. He wants to rape your daughter. He is a son of a bitch.
There are people that really say that shit, though.
I just said it.
I know. I heard it.
You go home now and you hold your family close because you've got a president in the Oval Office right now that's plotting against you. You understand that? We'll be right back here on Boondoggle.
You are so sick.
I guess that's about all we have time for on Boondoggle. Next up is a high-speed rail. It's a boondoggle! Oh, we got an expert on the high-speed rail just calling in right now. No, we don't. We don't have any callers. We're going to go ahead and stop this show right now. Oh, wait, we got a caller on Boondoggle!
Hello, this is Caltrans. My name is Randy Jackson.
Hi, Randy Jackson.
I am no way, shape, or form the same Randy Jackson on American Idol. I gave good phone, don't I sound good?
What?
What are you doing tonight?
Are you trying to sexualize my telephone right now, sir?
What's going on? What are you wearing?
I'll tell you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a farmer's jersey, and what that is overalls, underwear, T-shirt, boots, and a hat.
And American pride.
And American son of a bitch and pride, you son of a bitch. Why are you calling on my show? Are you in a boondoggle?
I was kind of wondering what a boondoggle is.
It's what you're in right now. Go ahead and look around your surroundings right now. That's a boondoggle!
Yeah, I work for Caltrans, and we wanted to talk about the train. We're putting one wherever the hell we want.
You son of a bitch. That's going right through my farmland, you son of a bitch.
That's a boondoggle.
You're in a boondoggle.
Up yours.
You do not boondoggle me, you son of a bitch.
Fuck you, Indra.
Do not come on my program and boondoggle me, you son of a bitch.
Fuck you, Indra.
You're an inbred. You're a boondoggle.
Your mama's your dad.
Your mama sucks your boondoggle.
Your mama sucks boondoggles for dinner.
You know what? Cut this son of a bitch off. Get off of my program.
Fuck you, whitey.
You're a whitey.
KKK.
Yeah? You got information on that? Where can I meet?
I'm gonna order a pizza.
You sound like a son of a bitch.
Who is this guy? Let's get his number.
We got the caller ID on you, you son of a bitch.
Fuck no.
We're calling up AT&T right now, and they're telling me that you're a son of a bitch.
Yep, yeah, heading over there. AT&T is heading over to you.
Hey, don't challenge me with my accent, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back with this message from Westside Ford. We got a boondoggle in here.
We sure did.
We just got boondoggled.
All right. Ed McMahon has joined the show.
What the fuck is going on in my show
Ghost
now?
Ghost of Ed McMahon is your sidekick. Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand. That. Are you from Hollywood, yes. You son of a bitch? I don't take any Hollywood motherfuckers on my show. Yes. Experimental or not?
Yes.
I'll tell you who experiments. Barack Obama. He experiments with the weed.
Yes. Yes.
That's your president. Your president that you elected, you liberal son of a bitch. Why don't you go suck Bill Maher's penis right now?
Experimentation shows intelligence, okay?
Experimentation shows that you're in a boondoggle!
Yes, a boondoggle.
I just think of wagons full of penises every time you say boondoggle. Now that you're right combined nicely in my head.
Well, that's how Hollywood has got
your
head.
You're in a boondoggle.
You're in a boondoggle.
It's there a wagon full of boondoggles.
You're a wagon full of boondoggles right now. All up in your head. When you try to sleep at night, instead of thinking of good American thoughts of apple pie and baseball, you're going to be thinking of penises. That's because of the liberal media. Liberal media feeding you dicks. Liberal media every day talking about penis.
No, it's probably yoga just pants. All the porn I've watched.
That too. I'm down
yoga
with that.
Pants.
Yoga. Yeah, you ever you're on the yoga website, yoga pants websites? You ever been on them? They're a boondoggle.
Lululemon.
What? That's a new one to me. Is that lululemon.com?
Mm-hmm.
I will check that out. We'll be right back here on Boondoggle.